understanding is the ordinance was to include a provision that we, with Fat Pride, work very, very hard. We may eat, or as we call it, replenish anywhere we choose. So that
you may eat or replenish where?
The proviso says that we may eat or replenish in courtrooms, church, hospitals. In short, you may not discriminate against a man for eating. And that is a wonderful, wonderful victory for you.
All right, so for people to understand what that means, what Fat Pride calls the replenishment, that is eating?
That is correct, yes.
You can eat in church, you can eat in a courtroom, you can eat anywhere.
The rule against eating, you may not eat in a variety of public and private areas, we feel is unconstitutional, and we thought that it was wrong. San Francisco has said we accept the bountiful and proud, and right now, for my street celebration for Fat Pride that we have sponsored, we are very, very excited about this, and we are certainly celebrating, and we'll continue through the line.
So, the San Francisco ordinance outlawing size discrimination, having been passed, a spontaneous street demonstration has broken out, and I know many of the people involved in Fat Pride, the National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance, and others consider this a victory. While you have been able to get one of your provisions worked in, you may eat anywhere.
Eat anywhere, as well as the understanding that we are the people now who are a legitimate minority of group. I must tell you, Phil, that a brief scuffle... Hold on. A brief scuffle broke out here just moments ago, and I will say this. They tried to move some of the replenishment trucks, and we have been... Put your hands up.
All right, I don't know what's going on. Is somebody grabbing you right now?
No, it's all right. We had a misunderstanding. They tried to move some of the replenishment trucks, so it is their claim it was impeding public health.
All right, you got to get back with me, Mr. Schwinn.
Yes, sir.
What are the replenishment troughs? Is that food?
We have replenishment troughs set up on the streets, and they said it impeded...
What is that, food?
That is food. Basically, it's Cobb salad and chicken salad, as well as some tuna. So we have these replenishment troughs. A brief scuffle broke out, but it ended just moments ago. Hold on for just a moment there. Just going to start my crowd noise again.
Okay.
It broke out moments ago and ended when they got tired and had to sit down on the curb. So the scuffle ended just moments ago.
All right, so you were able to end the scuffle because you guys got winded and had to sit down?
That's correct. Now, I do not agree that a show of bountiful and proud solidarity is unnecessary, that we must have this show of solidarity.
Well, why is scuffling with security?
Because they are embarrassed by our replenishment bags and our replenishment troughs, and because we disdain or eschew the use of napkins. And the fact is that
I didn't know that the... And you know what? You're outside. It's very difficult. You do not use napkins?
No, we do not.
Why?
The napkin issue got in trouble in Washington, D.C. It got in some trouble. That Maitre D' would not be peeing blood today if he understood. We do not use napkins.
I understand the problem you had in Washington, D.C. was in a restaurant.
That is correct.
That Maitre D' is hospitalized?
No, he is out of the hospital.
But he is still peeing blood.
He is still urinating blood, yes. And
that is a violent retaliation against somebody who simply suggested that you use napkins.
He suggested that we wipe our faces, and that is to wipe away the evidence of something that we're very proud of, eating. We will never be embarrassed by eating, and anybody who wants us to use a napkin is simply trying to embarrass us.
Don't you think that using a napkin is a simple courtesy? That by using a napkin, you are not being told to, you're not being told to be ashamed of your eating. You're simply being asked to wipe your face as a courtesy.
No, we see napkin use as a way of telling us we should be ashamed of eating, and that if we have food in our mouth, if we have some beef bourguignon or some cheese fondue hanging from our chin, if we have chili on our shirt, we should be ashamed of that. We are not ashamed of our eating. And I will go you one further, Mr. Henry. If we have spinach stuck between our teeth, if we have a wad of pesto shoved between our teeth and we smile and we say we're proud. We are the fat and the proud.
So you do not believe in picking your teeth?
We believe in it. We believe in good dental hygiene. But we do not believe in being ashamed of eating. We do not believe in being ashamed of having chive or spinach stuck between our front teeth.
All right, on the line with me from San Francisco is the very extreme leader of Fat Pride, Roland Schwinn. They are at a spontaneous street demonstration in San Francisco. People are happy up there, at least the overweight people. They passed a ordinance outlawing size discrimination. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. A question for you, Mr. Schwinn. You are against the use of napkins. You believe that this new law allows you the opportunity to eat wherever you want.
That is correct.
It sounds like you're getting very militant because, you, by your own admission, moments ago, a street scuffle broke out when they were trying to move your replenishment troughs.
Yes, and the replenishment bags.
Now, you have troughs with food in it.
Yes.
And you have, are these feed bags that you hang around your neck?
We have replenishment bags, yes. We hang them around our neck. We are proud of it. We are not ashamed. Understand this. We are not ashamed of one aspect of being bountiful and proud. We are not ashamed of one aspect of that pride. We will continue to press our case for the American people, and we will continue to press our place in the country.
Now, here, one of the things, because you guys are not ashamed of eating, you're eating right now, aren't you?
I'm in a replenishment trough, yes. And don't bring up the fact that I should not be eating on a radio interview. I'm eating, and it's my right.
I understand that, but if you insist on eating, even in the middle of a radio interview, people can't understand you.
I think people can understand me very well, Mr. Henry. We will no longer be ashamed of eating. Eating a good meal, even if it means no replacement trunks.
All right, Roland Schwinn with us. That is quite a... And I would ask you if there's a way you can get inside.
Well, I will try to move inside so that we won't have to contend with the crowd noise.
I would appreciate that. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Speaking with Roland Schwinn from Fat Pride in San Francisco, where they have outlawed size discrimination, the Board of Supervisors. His understanding is there's also a proviso in there that includes the right for people to eat anywhere. Courtrooms, church, hospitals, funeral parlors, ballparks, you can eat wherever. And also... he reiterated their stand that they will not use napkins. And that, if you recall, that was something that created a melee in a Washington, D.C. restaurant. A maitre d' was sent to the hospital with after taking a severe beating from members of Fat Pride when he suggested they use napkins. So it got ugly. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
1-800-449-8686, and it's the Phil Hendry Show, and we have on the line from San Francisco Roland Schwinn from Fat Pride. They have passed an ordinance, the Board of Supervisors, that makes it illegal, basically, to discriminate against someone based upon size. The ordinance, inspired by a fitness company advertisement on a billboard last year, when the aliens come, they'll eat the fat ones first, is what the fitness billboard said, adds San Francisco in a short list of places in the nation, Santa Cruz, Washington, and the state of Michigan. This came from that billboard, Mr. Schwinn, that said when the aliens come, they'll eat the fat ones first.
Absolutely unacceptable. Ridicule of those of us who are the bountiful and the proud. We won't take it any longer. And we won't allow people to make fun of us any longer. And that maitre d' in Washington, D.C., if he wants to make his jokes, he got what for? He got sent to a hospital.
That man is still urinating blood to this day simply because he requested that you use a napkin, and you say that your violence against him was warranted?
We absolutely do. We sent a message that said, we will not be used as an instrument of ridicule. We will not be being humored. We are simply going to be here, be proud, be large, and enjoy what we feel is our right to food. Now, during the commercial break, Phil, again, security moved in here moments ago to try to break up the replenishment troughs. And,
what you have there, and I found out from some news people, you have troughs of food.
That's right.
That's where you people eat.
Yes.
Well, don't you think that you could eat off of a plate so that you're not blocking public access with a trough?
In other words, you are asking us to conform to the world of the undersized. We don't have to...
No, I'm asking, you're blocking public access with these replenishment troughs. You're eating out of troughs, and you're walking around wearing what are called replenishment bags, which sounds like a feed bag. Is that correct?
You can call it a feed bag if you want to, but it's a replenishment bag.
Do you have your mouth in one right now?
No, I'm trying to eat. I have something to eat. Is there something wrong with me?
You got your face in a bag right now, don't you?
Mr. Henry, we have one of us.
Would you swallow the food that you're eating first?
Mr. Pardon?
Swallow what you're eating first.
You know, every time I'm on your program, you point up the bountiful and the proud, and how I need to eat.
Your replenishment troughs are blocking public access in San Francisco right now. What I'm asking you to do is to get a paper plate or a plastic plate and eat off of it with a fork.
Never. We don't want to do it. We'll never do it.
I'm sorry?
We don't want to do it. We're going to do it. You can't miss us.
So you don't want to eat off of a fork or a plate with a fork off of a plate?
No, I don't want to eat it. All I want to try to do is eat the plate or a trough. And a replacement truck was
a... All right, well, it caused a disturbance. And if you people are up there, you know, creating problems for the police, and if you're beating up maitre d's in Washington because they request that you use a napkin, just because, you know, you guys don't want to wipe away the evidence of the fact that you eat. I understand that you eat. Isn't your fat evidence enough?
No, we don't believe it is, Phil. Well, our fat is evidence enough. And
can't you swallow that food?
We don't believe that it is, Phil, and we feel that evidence of bountiful and proud judicial actually exists with the food that's on our face. So it's a two-step program. First, you show the food on your face, then you wear it on your ass. That is what makes us, the bountiful and the proud, a proud organization worthy of that pride, and that's what we're going to be continually doing.
All right, well, that organization in San Francisco right now demonstrating in favor of the ordinance that makes it illegal to discriminate against people based on size, Roland Schwinn from the organization Fat Pride. They refuse to use napkins, and they beat up a maitre d' in Washington, D.C., who suggested that they use a napkin at one of their fundraisers a few months ago. Now, you heard that there was a scuffle that broke out between security forces and members of Fat Pride because they had what are called replenishment troughs. My understanding is a replenishment trough is simply a large horse trough with food in it. They're also walking around wearing feed bags, or what they call replenishment bags. I don't know why any organization of people can't conform, at least so far as they do not put themselves in direct confrontation with security forces. So if those guys want to have something to eat, that's fine. But why not put it on a plate and eat it with a fork or a knife? Why do you have to have a bag hanging around your neck? That's my question. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And why, not only do you have to have a bag hanging around your neck, but why do you have to have a replenishment trough on the street blocking people's access?